There were a few fishermen standing by the water when Jesus passed that way. He said, "Come, come, come and follow." What if Anne had said this that day?
No, 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 I will not follow. James Donner said, "No, no, no, I will not go." And then they said, "No, no, no, I will not follow. Please do not ask me again, I will not go."
Years before, a young man named Daniel committed himself to pray. He was strong and courageous, faithful to the Lord as he kneeled 3 times a day.
Every day.
Well, along came 2 very evil men. They wanted Daniel dead, so they told a lie. The king of the land said, "Bow, pray to me, now or you will die." Daniel said, "No, no, no, I will not bow down." He said, "No, no, no, worship you I won't." And Daniel said, "No, no, no, I'll pray to God alone. I'll do what my father tells me to." There was another man who knew Jesus when he walked down here below. He was supposed to be his friend, but Pete got scared and said, "No, I'm just watching the show."
Oh, no.
He said, "No, I don't know him," when he was asked if he knew the man they had.
His
name is Peter the Rock, but the rock done crumbled and it made him feel real bad. He said,
"No, no, no, I do not know him." Peter said, "Jesus, who never heard his name."
Let me tell you now.
He said, "No, no, no, I do not know him. And I don't ever want to hear his name again."
The next 3 days were spent in fear that he'd lost his friend for good. Till Jesus rose and he said, "Tell Peter I'd see him next chance I could." The fear in Peter was turned to joy as the coward stood tall and true.
So true.
He gave his life for the Savior he loved. He was willing to die.
Would you?
Peter said, "Yes, yes, yes, I know the Master. Yes, oh yes, I really know his name."
Listen to me now.
He said, "Yes, yes, yes, I know the Master. I'll proclaim his name, I'm not ashamed."
You and I are gonna have some times when we have to make a choice. What's it gonna be? Are you gonna listen to God, or will you listen to the wrong voice? Let me tell you, I'm not that old, but I've learned a thing or two. I gotta obey that still small voice and have the right attitude.
I say, "Yes, yes, yes, I know the Master. Yes, oh yes, I really know his name."
Won't you listen now?
"Yes, yes, yes, I know the Master. I'll proclaim his name, I'm not ashamed." Will you proclaim his name? Don't be ashamed. And I ask you now, do you know his name?
His name is Jesus. Did you hear me? Jesus!
Yeah!
I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Romans 1:16.